Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing this show here on Home-Based Business 101. You're listening to Baba Jahi with the We Work From Home morning show. And we're so thankful, again, for all of the blessings that Almighty God has brought to us, and thank us for having another day. And for those out there who want to know more about how to help my grandson with some of his endeavors, he has two business endeavors that he's involved in, one here with me and then another one with his mom. He has his own website for some health products that he markets. And if you're interested in checking out Isaiah's website, you can go to www.mymy90forlife.com/ISAIAHM. And Isaiah's 11 years old, and he's learning to be an entrepreneur and work a home-based business. And so, hey, you know, it's really, really wonderful when you bring all of this about in terms of your family. Well, you know, hey, today is it's a beautiful day, and, you know, it's a great day again to be alive and be moving, as we say, in the positive, you know, moving in the positive. Just really, really happy to be able to share these airwaves with you this morning, and I know a lot of you preparing for church this morning and or your mosque that you're going to, and then I know some of my Jewish listeners, they went to the synagogue yesterday. Some people do have service on Sunday, and then I know that my Seventh-day Adventist friends, they had their service yesterday. And, you know, as we focus on moving in the spirit, you know, I'm going to share some information with you today. And, you know, hey, facts tell, but stories sell. And I talked to a friend of mine last night, and they gave me permission to share some of their story. And, you know, I hope this story, you know, it's share some of their story, because these stories is what really moves people. And as a business owner, you're going to learn more and more about moving people and things that you need to do to help people with things that they have to deal with. Okay, so I want to tell you about a particular person. And, you know, so bear with me as I make sure I have all of this information right and facts right. The person gave me permission to share their story. And I think, you know, it's a lot to learn from it and some things that we can look at in terms of business and why it's so important that every day is a precious day. See, every day is a precious day. Every day is a gift. Every day you get to experience one of the most greatest treasures there is, and that's the gift of life. This person whose story I'm about to share, when they were conceived, you know, their mother was given something that was supposed to take care of the problem that was in her stomach, you know. And so their mother, you know, this was the baby girl, and the baby girl, you know, she had other sisters who had already had children. And, you know, it was like a burden for the mother soon to be another grand, have another grandchild, but, you know, it was like a burden, you know. And the mother told the baby girl, you know, I ain't having this. I ain't having no more crumb snatchers up in here, you know. said, look, I got something for you to take. You swallow this, we take care of that problem in your stomach. So the mother, she took what was given to her, pretended to have swallowed it, found her way to go to the bathroom, and spit it out. And by her spitting it out, then she did not abort the child that was in her belly. She knew she couldn't stay at her mama's house because, hey, she didn't defy mama because mama didn't want another child in her house. And so, you know, her older sister had her own place or whatever, and older sister told her, you can come stay with me. And so she wouldn't stay with her older sister so that she could make sure that her baby would be born. And, you know, so she stayed with her older sister. And, you know, well, she stayed with her older sister because her older sister had a child that, you know, that she used to take care of and watch and whatever. That child, you know, came real close to her. And so when she had her baby, that child became jealous. That child, he became jealous, and the child that was supposed to be aborted in the womb was born, and then, you know, just got past one experience that could have snuffed him out before he was even, you know, he had a chance to even walk on the earth. Then this other child who was there, who was jealous now, this newborn, and thought about taking an iron ball and crushing him in the head to kill him because this newborn was taking all the attention away from them. Well, fortunately, someone caught him in time and he wasn't able to do that. But then later on, the newborn had grown up and was walking about 2-3 years old. The other child, he's still jealous. So, the house that they were staying in, they had a one of them furnaces that you cold on stove where you put stuff in to keep the place warm or whatever. And I pushed him up against it and, you know, caused the child to end up, the 2-year-old end up with an ugly scar on his arm in terms of a burn that stayed on his arm all the way up until about age 25. And then his skin cleared that burn mark up and, you know, you can't even see it today. You wouldn't even know that person had a severe burn when they was a child and stayed with a scar on their body up to about the time that they was in their 20s. And, you know, the person, they grew up, I'm telling you this story for a reason, and, you know, it's going to come to light as we get through this broadcast this morning. So just bear with me. As you're listening to these events and sharing a story of, you know, a friend of mine, because I want you to understand again the importance of life and the challenges that we go through and why life is so precious and what we need to deal with and then how to tie this into business. So, you know, the person, they got through, you know, that other near-death experience and grew up, you know, and one in the military, unfortunately, you know, saw some more, you know, death experiences and faced with some near-death experiences and, you know, survived that, you know, after coming out of the military, you know, ended up working a job where, you know, a person really didn't like to work, but you know how it is. You know, people tell you got to have a job, you know. So they did the job and they were able to do the job. But, you know, doing the job led to another thing because they really didn't like the job and was depressed about the job. Along with some of the other people that worked there that was depressed about the job, they began to drink real heavy, you know, and they would, you know, even the other workers that was there, they had a thing where they drink on the job, you know, and lunchtime they'd go out and they'd get fifths of liquor and get to drinking, and, you know, this particular person, again, a person whose story I'm sharing, which one day they was drinking on the job, and they was on the freight elevator, and the freight elevator had these doors that were closed, and if you was hanging off of it, the doors would cut you in half. And the person was hanging on the freight elevator, and doors was about to close, and another person who happened to be on the elevator who didn't drink, wasn't one of the people on the job who didn't drink and who a lot of people made fun of because he was studying to be a preacher. Well, fortunately, he was on the elevator with that person that day, and he snatched him and he pulled him back, and he kept that person from getting cut in half and being killed. And you would think, you know, the person, you know, after, you know, going through other near-death experiences would really had come to the point to value life, you know, so that they wouldn't put themselves in those kind of situations. But, you know, they survived that. And, you know, moved on and went through some other experiences in life. And as they went through other experiences in life, began to grow and develop. And the growth and development, their growth and development as they went through these different experiences helped develop their character. See, a lot of times, and I'm sharing this story with you for again for a reason. A lot of times we don't know why we go through things, why we experience things, but God has a bigger plan for us. And, you know, we go through things because as we go through them, hopefully, eventually we see the plan. And then when we see the plan, then we can become in tune with the Spirit and become in tune with the universe. And get on the right path. Well, also this person, you know, they had a chance to do some wonderful things. You know, also was married and had a child and had a chance to get involved doing some wonderful things, but still hadn't learned all of their lessons yet in life. And you know, they had a chance again to make, you know, quote unquote, big money and wear fancy suits and all kind of other stuff. But because they weren't grounded, you know, they didn't do the right things. And, you know, being married and then, you know, because they was popular and they had a gift for speaking and other things, but wasn't using it to elevate good. You know, they was living a double life. And so they had, was not faithful to their wife, and you know, was had a bunch of girlfriends, and you know, drank quote unquote top shelf liquor, and you know, hung out and did all kind of things, and money come, money go, you know, and they end up, that wife ended up breaking up and moving on. And as they moved on, you know, they began to reflect on their life, and they asked themselves, you know, wow, you know, what's this all about? You know, the different things that they learned and whatever. And so from that, they moved on to get to a place in life where they really began to do some retrospective thinking and really focus and harness in on their goals, things that they wanted to do. And it's because of this journey that they went through that helped them shape goals and vision. And they ended up with three goals that they came up with. One was to spend some time getting their spiritual life together because they realized that God had something special in store for them to do because God had spared their life so many times. I mean, God spared their life in the womb. God spared their life after they came out of the womb. So they knew that they really needed to get their life in order. talked about it, found that they have some different things in common and began to see one another and then ultimately became married. And ultimately began to work on business together. That person I'm telling you about, that's me. That's Tyler Jahi. So, you know, a lot of times people wonder why I'm so serious about some things. You know, I didn't tell you the whole story if I told you the parts that I can tell for right now. But that's me. You know, I was not supposed to be here. If my mother had swallowed what she had swallowed, I wouldn't be talking to you today on this show. You know, the world would have missed out on the gifts and talents that I have. My grandmother, who had wanted my mother to swallow what she wanted her to swallow, we became very close. You know, my grandmother, matter of fact, was the person who motivated me to become a business owner and, you know, to share with, you know, share with her, because that's what she was. She was a business owner. She sold suppers. You know, she sold, someone said that they, okay. Someone just texted me that they can barely hear me. Let me see, make sure I have the volume right here on the phone. Volume is right, volume check. Hope you can hear me now. The person that just sent me that text, let me know if you can hear me clearly now. Said that you had a problem hearing what I was saying. As I was sharing, again, you know, I became close with my grandmother. And as I became close with my grandmother, I learned a lot about business and also learned, again, you know, why I'm here. As my grandmother shared, you know, hey, you know, you're in the world, but you're not of this world, boy. You're from another world, you know. And I share this story again with you because we need to all find out what is our special reason for being here. And then when we understand your special reason for being here, then you will be able to relate to your business better. And being able to relate to your business better, one of the things that you've got to be able to focus in on, and I'm going to do this part right here, in a part one and a part two, share part of this today, and I'm going to share the second part of this part tomorrow. And, you know, you have to approach your business as a solution approach. What do I mean by a solution approach? You are a problem solver. Ouch, I'm in pain over here. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. If you can solve my problem, I will happily give you my time and my money. And so will everyone else. We each have a pain that needs healing, an itch that needs scratching, or a problem that needs a solution. And we're on the hunt for that solution like yesterday. See, you got to understand that. You know, people, we're so quick to want to sell. And, you know, want somebody to buy what we got. But we need to listen to them so we can find out what problem are they trying to solve. See, and when you can do that, you know, you got it. You on point. Keep this in mind as it relates to your ideal client and the reason you want in the business for yourself. You are a problem solver. Therefore, you must make sure that your business is focused on solving problems and nothing else. Your business doesn't really have anything to do with you. I know you're passionate about what you do. I know you love it, and you're really good at it. However, to bring your vision of success to life, you cannot focus on that. You have to focus on truly being of a service to others and solving the problems that are important to them. I hope you got that. You got to be able to solve the problems that are important to them. See, and what helped me was when someone was able to help me solve the problems that was important to me. One of the problems that was important to me at a certain point in direction in my life was getting my spiritual life in order. You know, and it was some people that helped with that. Father A.J. McKnight. Getting my psychological self together. Francis L. Warren was one. So you got to have a mentor in your life. That's why mentoring and coaching is so important. And that's what also helps me with, you know, like I say, you know, providing those services myself, because I've been through it, and I still have people coaching me. You know, and so, you know, again, you can always sign up for a complimentary coaching session to see if we have a match and try to help you with whatever pain you're going through. And see, there's something out there. When the pain of change, when the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change, will one change? See, will you change? What's the pain you're going through? And whatever pain you're going through, that's what you got to get solved before you do anything else. Because anything else you touch until that pain is resolved, it's not going to work. Take it from somebody that knows. Until I resolved the pain that I was going through in my life, then relationships wouldn't work, business wouldn't work, jobs wouldn't work, nothing would work. Because the pain was still there. And so you got whatever pain, if you got a pain about a certain job that you're doing right now that you can't stand, you got to solve that, because it's going to spill over into other areas of your life. It's going to spill over into other areas of your life. So you got to understand that your business is about being able to help people solve problems and what's important to them. By offering solutions to your target market, you will create a business that is attractive as a candy store is to a five-year-old child. Sweet, sweet, sweet. See, when you can offer solutions to your target market, you will attract the customers, the people you're looking for to make your business prosper. You will attract them the same way a five-year-old is attracted to a candy store. And, you know, this is part one today of a solution-based approach to business. A solution-based approach to business. And so what you want to do to be able to do that, I'm going to talk about three aspects of your marketing. Three aspects of your marketing. First of all, you have to identify what pain or pains is your target market trying to heal. So when you're dealing with a customer, this is why, again, you got to be able to listen and know what it is that they're trying to heal. Excuse me a second. Excuse me, I had to sneeze there. You need to know what pains are they trying to heal. What specific problems do you solve? You might not be able to help them with their healing, and so you might need to refer them to somebody else. See, sometimes we think we're the cure-all of everything, and you got to know what you can help with and what you can't. There's enough business to go around for everybody. You know, some people will sell somebody something even when they know it's not good for them. You know, and that, you know, I know about that too. You know, I don't do that. I mean, one time I did, but I don't do that. Number three, what benefits do your client receive as a result of working with you in or purchasing your product or service? See, so you got to identify their pain. You got to know that what you're doing can help solve their problem and that there's a benefit in it for them. If you can't address those three things, you're not going to do well in your business and with your target market. It's just that plain and simple. You've got to be able to address those three aspects of what's going on. The pain, let me give you an example. The pain can be another way to describe a desire, a need, or a problem. For example, you may have the pain of traveling from point A to point B in a slow and less desirable vehicle. The solution may be found at your favorite dealership in the form of a shiny black V6 automobile. Thus, a newer and faster vehicle is a solution for your desire to speed up travel time and look great while you're out and about. When it comes to your business, it's imperative that you can clearly and simply address the pain that your prospects are facing. If you stay focused on this and only this, your marketing efforts will operate like a well-oiled machine that constantly attracts new business for you. Now you be the solution. Now you have the prospect interested. They view you as a person who understands what struggles they are going through, and in order for your business to flourish, you must service them even further. You need to demonstrate that you have the solution to their problem. Imagine going to a doctor who could only give you a diagnosis but could not describe a solution to the illness. He would feel like you're wasting your time dealing with that doctor. So would your class feel like they're wasting their time. If they're telling you they got a problem, you keep telling them about this Fandango product, you know, but it doesn't relate to their problem. Well, you got a solution, but it doesn't relate to their problem. Their problem is their car. They need a new car. Show me how I can get a new car. If you can show them how they can get a new car, boom, you got it. Okay? If you tell them, well, don't worry about that, you know, let's focus on this. So you're not listening to them, you don't hear. So this is very, 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 very important that you understand the importance of that and why you have to do that way. You got to know what their pain is. You got to know what their problem is. You got to know what solutions they're looking to face, you know, that they need help with, and it's got to be a benefit in it for them. You got to be able to offer a benefit. If you can't offer a benefit, then you're not going to be able to deal with what they need done. You got to be able to do that. And so it's just so, so important to be able to make sure that you can offer them a benefit. And when you do that, believe me, people, you will be on your way to the solutions that you're looking for in your business. Nobody wants to follow anybody that cannot help them with their problems. Now, I'm going to give you something that can help you with how you can prepare yourself to do that. First thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to take and have you some internal time and take you a good rest to let God work on you, about 10 to 15 hours. And then when you come out of that rest, you want to eat slowly, quietly, and happily. Some nourishing food. And you say, what's this got to do with business and all of that? Well, it's also Sunday, and you know, you're getting ready for church. I want you to think about the prophet Elijah. God himself could do nothing with Elijah until he gave him a long sleep and a good meal. Then Elijah went forth and crowned a king, appointed a prophet, established a kingdom, and rode home in the chariots of fire. See, once you make a start, the world is at your command. Once you make the start, the world is at your command. But in order to get to that point, you're going to need some good, quiet time, good resting time. And when you come out of that, eat slowly, eat some nourishing food, and reflect on what visions God put before you to deal with. Because your job as a business owner is to go and solve the pains and problems that people are having. And when you solve people's pain and their problems, you will be successful beyond your wildest imagination. Remember, it's not about you. It's about them. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show, and I will do part two tomorrow morning on a solution-based approach to business, because there's so much more to cover. But I did leave you with three aspects that you can focus on for right now in terms of your marketing, and that is identify what pain your target market needs to be healed in, what specific problems do you solve, and what benefit do your clients receive as a result of working with you and or purchasing your product or service. Keep those three things in mind, and I'm going to tomorrow give you some more food for nourishment to go on top of that. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, because with God, all things are possible. And thank God for all of the blessings that you have and for all of the blessings that you are receiving. Until next time, hey, this has been Bobby Jahi on Home Based Business 101, the We Work From Home Morning Show. And if you have any comments or things you'd like to share, you can go to the Home Based Business 101 page on Blog Talk Radio, leave your comments, or you can text us at 252-406-0774. Have a wonderful day. Peace.